That's music by Modest Mussorgsky that is actually quite famous among saxophonists, orchestral saxophonists anyway. Normally you hear a saxophone solo with a full orchestra. It comes from pictures at an exhibition. It's the segment called The Old Castle. In this case, the Washington Saxophone Quartet, taking care of both the solo and the orchestral parts. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show is your connection to local performances. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Kelly. Appreciate your joining us today. And the performances we will be, I think, previewing are, or at least having some of the performers who are going to be playing some on rather various concerts tomorrow, are from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Camp. It's the second session out of 3 one-week sessions happening every summer. This one culminates in a bunch of performances tomorrow morning and afternoon on the campus of the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. We're going to be hearing a quartet of bassoons later on, a quartet of oboes, a viola solo, and a piano solo, and we're going to be starting off with a saxophone quartet. So they'll be doing some music by Albanese, and the representing four different sizes of saxophone, which is to say also pitch levels of saxophone. We have a soprano sax, can be played by Grace Chen, alto sax by Abby Cott, tenor sax played by Kitty Schwartz, and a baritone saxophone played by Geddy Grove. All of them are coached by Professor Deborah Richtmeyer, who teaches at the University of Illinois School of Music. And welcome to all four of you. Thanks for coming in. I've heard lots of saxophone quartets, actually, over the years, and they tend to be really good. So I'm quite looking forward to this. Talk a little bit about, before we let you launch into the music, about what sorts of things you've been doing all week long. Anybody?
Well,
this is Kitty Schwartz.
We've been meeting in our quartets. There's a few quartets, a trio and a quintet at our camp. We've also taken part in a master class with Professor Richtmeyer, and also just individual practice time and lesson time with both Professor Deborah Richtmeyer and Michael Holmes, and also Joyce Griggs. So we've gotten to work individually with all of those people and in groups, and also saxophone choir. I forgot to mention mm-hmm. that as well.
Mm-hmm. Saxophone
with
choir.
With the entire camp.
Yeah, everybody gets mm-hmm. to play with us. We all meet together and get to play music together.
So how many people in that?
20.
20 saxophones. Mm-hmm. And I assume of all... Mm-hmm. Are there more than this? Does anybody play bass sax here?
We almost did.
Yeah.
I almost did. But
what happened?
I didn't get to. The armory, like the... I just didn't let us have it, I guess. I'm not sure.
They don't want to check it out.
Yeah, they just don't want to check it out to us.
There's also like a Sopranino part, too, but
yeah,
they don't want to give that out either.
Sopranino, that's a really little sax.
Yeah.
And have you ever played these extreme ones before?
No. The bass ones.
You have?
Yeah.
Does it vibrate incredibly?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like when I first started playing Barry when I was 12 or 13, I would go low and then my entire head would just start shaking. I couldn't read music at first either because my eyes were vibrating. So
I was actually being somewhat facetious, but that's true?
Yeah.
Wow. Does that happen with an alto or a tenor?
No, not really.
It's just the vibrations of the low notes.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Are slow enough that the whole instrument shakes to a bit. Now my eyes
your
are
chair
just,
shaking.
My eyes are wanting to do bizarre things. Well, we have some music by Isaac Albanese. This is a piece normally for the piano, I believe. And does it say on there who transcribed this?
Marcel Mule.
And we're going to hear four saxes from the ISYM Saxophone Camp. It's been happening all week long here on the University of Illinois campus. The Splendidly done. Quartet of saxophones from the ISYM camps, Illinois Summer Youth Music. We had on soprano sax, Grace Chen, Abby Cott on alto, Kitty Schwartz on tenor, and Getty Grove on the Barry sax, music by Isaac Albanis called Sevilla, or Seville, coached by Professor Deborah Richtmeyer. Really sounded splendid, very nice sound, wonderful blend, great rhythm, tight ensemble. Really well done.
Thank you.
You have set the bar high for our next for our next performers coming up, who are going to include, I think we have next, a violist going to do some music of Schubert, and then we'll have some oboes and a pianist, and then still to come towards the end, I believe at the end, a quartet of bassoons, which I also always find a great deal of fun. Thanks all very much for coming in, and best of luck with your performances tomorrow, which I believe is at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Music Building Auditorium on the University of Illinois campus. There's a bunch of things happening simultaneously, so people will, alas, have to choose between two different flute performances, junior strings, you all on sax and clarinet, all those happening at 10 o'clock tomorrow in different places. Yeah,
you.
But you've given a good advertisement for your
yeah.
birthday. Okay, it's Live and Local on FM 90.9. It's music by Robert Schumann for viola and piano from his, I would never remember, Märchenbilder is fairy tales or fairy tale pictures?
Fairy tales.
Fairy tales, thank you very much. That was the voice of Rudolf Hocken, who ought to know. He's the viola professor, one of two of them at the University of Illinois School of Music, and he is in the room to accompany one of his students here at the ISYM campus. He's going to be playing the, Rudolf's going to be playing the piano, and Julius Adams is going to be playing the viola. Let me mention first that our programs today on FM 90.9 are made possible with support from Columbia Street Roastery, offering over 30 varieties and blends of whole bean or ground coffee at 24 East Columbia in Champaign. Coffee, tea, and chai are available from their retail store, in local restaurants, and through Columbia Street Roastery's coffee service. More information is available at 352-9713. And I probably ought to credit the performers in the recording we just heard, violist Yuko Inoue and pianist Catherine Sturrock. Julius Adams, you're what year in school going to be this fall?
I will be a senior.
You will be a senior at what school?
Argo Community High School in Summit, Illinois.
Where is Summit, Illinois?
Right on the border of Chicago in the southwest suburbs.
Okay, everybody is, I didn't ask the sax quartet, but inevitably we have a lot of students from up around Chicago way. You've been playing the viola since you were?
Fourth grade, and since I was 10, so.
Fourth grade, so that's when, I guess that's when string students typically start, just about all over the country. I know when I was in fourth grade, or third grade, I guess, had the opportunity to choose a string instrument, Mr. Herman Hoppel came around and demonstrated all the strings, and I chose the viola. But my mom said, well, we have a bass. I don't want to rent the viola, so why don't you play that? I never played the viola.
Oh.
But I've always loved the sound of the instrument, and I'm sure you're going to do marvelously in the music we've got going. You've got going here. This is a shortened version of a movement from quite a large work. It's by Franz Schubert, his Arpeggione Sonata. Do you know the story behind that name, Julius?
I know there's an instrument that's the arpeggione.
I think it's called the arpeggione. Rudolf, you want to sort of
So the arpeggione,
introduce this business?
Yeah, it was tuned like a guitar, but played like a cello. So it had six strings and tuned just like a tuned like a guitar. And when they say it was written for the arpeggione, I think they literally mean the. There might have been three made. I don't know. There were very few made, and this is the only piece for the arpeggione I know of. So his friend, Mr. Stauffer, he invented it in 1823, Schubert's friend, and Schubert wrote this piece for it. But apparently it's very difficult to get a big sound out of it. So this piece has been transcribed for viola, cello, violin, flute, all kinds of different instruments.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen it played in various. Doesn't it also have some sympathetic strings that vibrate? Is that instrument? Or that's the baritone?
Yeah, I think the baritone had the sympathetic strings. I don't think the arpeggione did.
B-A-R-Y-T-O-N is the spelling for that.
Haydn
one.
Wrote a lot of
a whole bunch of them. So, Julius, since you've been at the camp here, are you playing in an orchestra as well as doing chamber music?
I was in an orchestra last session for the camp.
Oh, you did the senior orchestra last week. We are in the second week of the ISYM camps. And so this week, all chamber music, solo stuff, coaching with Professor Hocken exclusively, or are you working with others as well?
Mostly exclusively.
And this doesn't bother you? I mean, he's kind of a crazy guy.
I love it.
Okay, all right. As long as you can handle it and learn from it, then you're in good shape. Well, let's hear a sample of this piece. It's from the first movement of Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata. Julius Adams plays the viola. He's accompanied by his teacher, Rudolf Hocken, on the piano.
Thank you.
Music by Franz Schubert, a portion of the opening movement of his sonata for arpeggione, the instrument that was obsolete probably within years of its invention in the 1800s, and Julius Adams, the violist from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Camp, ISYM. They are in the second session of the three sessions that they have every summer. First session last week, and we had one group come in and play. And we'll have some more performers come in 2 weeks from today, I think, during the third session with lots of different kinds of things going on. Rudolf Hocken, who is one of the viola professors at the University of Illinois, accompanied Julius on the piano. Have you, Julius, learned, or are you working on this entire piece?
Just the first movement.
Just the first movement, which is a pretty big undertaking on its own.
Mm-hmm. I just learned this section this week. Well, I was dazzled with it earlier, but focused on this section.
So this is about half of the movement, I think, something like that.
Yes. Well, around. That's the ending of the movement. So.
The ending of the movement, yeah. Well, best of luck with tackling the whole thing, which I imagine you will attempt to do at some point. That's the plan, right?
Recital is tomorrow.
But not for the whole piece, just for the whole movement. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of recital tomorrow, the viola and violin camps, I guess, are performing on the same program in the Smith Music Hall on the U of I campus tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. Mm-hmm. So for part of that time, you have no competition, but then the senior chorus starts up a half hour later over at the Cranford Center. Lots of performances going on, and best of luck with it. Sounded beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You sounded pretty good too, Rudolph.
Oh.
Yeah, we have recordings of Rudolph when he was but a babe here at the radio station, some of his own compositions. Every once in a while, I used to like to drag those out on my classical show, but Haven't had much opportunity these days. We have coming up next a quartet of oboists who will be followed by a pianist to play a piece by somebody I've never heard of, so I'll be very curious to hear about that. And then a quartet of bassoonists coming up a little later on, all from this week's ISYM camps on the University of Illinois campus. You're listening to them live here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. It's music by Georg Philipp Telemann, the final movement of a concerto for three oboes in B-flat. They were played on period instruments, music instruments of Telemann's time by Peter Westermann, Michael Niesemann, and Pete Don't, with the Musica Antiqua Cologne Ensemble led by Reinhard Goebel here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we have a quartet of oboists live in our studio in just a moment. Illinois Public Media will close out its fiscal year on Sunday, June 30th, and we're getting very close to achieving our fundraising goal of $2.1 million for this fiscal year, money that will is in the bank for use starting July 1st. You could be the supporter to put us over the top and help us finish strong. You can call right now, 217-244-9455. Or you can donate online anytime at willpledge.org. Now, when I say anytime, I mean anytime through Sunday, so that donation will count towards the coming fiscal year. And it's pretty important that we achieve that goal. Our budgets very much depend on it. Every contribution will make a difference, and I thank you in advance for your support if you haven't given yet, and for all those many folks who have over this last year. We are extremely grateful. I'm Kevin Kelly, and I'm always privileged this time every year to welcome a bunch of students from the ISYM camps at the University of Illinois. And we've been doing this, I think, just about all of the 4 years that we've had the Live and Local show going on. It's a treat for me to hear young students, mostly in high school. I think we've had exclusively high school students come on the show. And our next performers are all in the oboe camp. And I'm always curious about that term, oboe camp, and wonder how much camping actually goes on. And we have in the studio with us Leah Wells, Jessica Mandel, Devin Gilbreth, and Helen Yoon. How much camping goes on at this camp? Any?
No.
I didn't think so. It always seems like... like a little bit of a misnomer, but nonetheless, you stay in a dorm.
Yes.
And take private lessons.
Yeah.
With
not really.
No.
We do master classes with a professor.
And for those who don't know what a master class is, somebody mentioned that earlier. What happens?
Basically, you perform solo in front of the entire camp, and the professor. Yeah, the double recap, and the professor critiques you, gives you advice on how to improve your playing.
The professor in this case is?
Professor John D.
Who is, in fact, the professor at the University of Illinois. They only have one oboe professor there for some of the strings and other instruments they have, too, but he is the one and only. And what's he like to work with?
He's very positive to work with. He always has a lot of knowledge that he shares, and he gives very good critique. He's very good about making you feel comfortable with your playing and your performance. And I think we can all say that it's been a real pleasure to work with him this week.
Yeah, I love how he's just so passionate to teach us, and he's different than most teachers that I've had lessons with.
He's very sincere about everything he says to you. And, you know, he'll give critique, but he'll do it in a very gentle way, and it teaches everyone a lot.
And I really enjoy his life lessons that he shares with us, basically.
For example?
Basically, like, don't stress about the big things. Like, step back for a moment and relax and just enjoy the small things in life, basically.
So, oboe is but a part of life. It is not your whole life.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of students get so into oboe playing and they get so competitive that they can't really enjoy the actual music, the fact that they're, you know, playing music and enjoying the music. Some students I know get really competitive and it's just not fun. So he's just like, take a step back and, you know, appreciate all the things that you have in life, like the opportunity to even come to this camp and play oboe and music, because not a lot of people get the opportunity to play instruments.
Of course, for any who ultimately decide to attempt a professional life in the oboe, it'll get competitive soon enough, so you might as well enjoy what you can. You know, one of the things I wonder about oboe is whether very young oboists, when you're getting started, how much of an extra challenge it can be to enjoy your instrument, because it often seems there are so many aspects of the physical instrument that you have to fight that doesn't really happen with other players. Yes. Who wants to talk about those things?
Well, I mean, it's very difficult because of, you know, all the fingerings you have to learn, and like the air is really important, and all the reeds.
Yeah.
And trying to find a good reed is always really hard. But I mean, it definitely gets easier later on once it becomes more natural to you, and after you've gone through like those first difficult stages, it gets a lot better, because then you can just step back and like enjoy it more.
Mm-hmm.
Once you move past that initial stage of oboe playing and you move on to more advanced things and you start working with people like the ones that we've been working with, and you start just getting to that higher level music, you start to really appreciate the sound of your instrument and just what it is you're doing.
Jessica, I think, or Leah, who said about the air?
I did.
Yeah. What's the challenge about the air? Nobody else has to deal with this in the instrumental world.
Well, it's like going through like this little like opening in the reed, and then I don't know, just like going past everything and like,
yeah. Most people think you have to just blow through the instrument like a trumpet or a flute, but it's mostly learning how to control your air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, controlling your air, how you control the wind throughout the oboe.
Because a brass player, for example, when they stop and take in air, they're actually taking in air because they've run out. But typically oboists have to blow it out first because it's backed up, right?
Because
you can't send it out through that instrument. So you're actually getting rid of carbon dioxide so you don't suffocate, more or less.
Yeah.
And then you take in fresh, clean, oxygen-filled air and then start all over. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear how you all cope with this instrument. I heard you play just briefly, so I think you're going to cope very well. This is a piece that I heard on YouTube just today, played by flutists. So I don't know who it was originally written for, but it's called, am I going to say this right, Ostinato Formulato?
Yeah.
By Russell Stokes, Leah Wells, Jessica Mandel, Devin Gilbreth, and Helen Yoon, live on Live and Local. I just ran out of the studio for a second. That was a little shorter than I thought. Fun piece, Ostinato Formulato by Russell Stokes. Leo Wells played, along with Jessica Mandel and Devin Gilbreth and Helen Yoon, all of them students in the oboe camp at the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program. I would imagine that piece is a little difficult to keep track of musically because everybody's got somewhat the same thing at different times.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what the piece is, like Ostinato, that Formulato, that's the name of the piece, and Ostinato just means the same theme of line goes throughout the entire piece, but everyone has like a different version of it. So you can still hear the same sort of melody slash theme going around, but there are different variations of it.
Well, nice job. Is that going to be on tomorrow's program?
Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow's program. Let's see, the Oboe Camp and Bassoon Camp, so the double recamp, playing at noon in the auditorium of the Music Building on the University of Illinois campus. And everything's free, by the way. There's a lot of things going on at 10 and then 11:30 and this one at noon. So you can hear at least a half hour of that before you run over to hear the Junior Symphonic Band if you want, or stick around and hear your whole program. Thanks all very much for coming in. Sounded great. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's live and local on FM 90.9. We've got some bassoons coming up later, a pianist coming up next. Music by Louis Morrow Gottschalk, performed by Philip Martin. It was called Columbia, an American Caprice. And couldn't resist playing some Gottschalk music. We had Michael Hammer perform some live in our studio the other day. And I love Gottschalk's music, and you can hear Michael play Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock if you want at Faith United Methodist Church. And that by way of introduction to our next performer from the ISYM camp, whose name is T.J. Ozenkowski. And so each of the instruments, or most of the instruments of the orchestra, have their own camp at some point during the three ISYM weeks. This week there's a flute camp, there's a junior strings, there's saxophone, which we've heard, clarinet, trumpet, trombone, and as I say, most of the other instruments as well. And then, of course, there is a piano camp. And TJ's part of that. What year are you going to be in school in the fall, TJ?
I'm going to be a freshman.
Freshman at what school?
Pleasant Plains High School.
That means you're just leaving middle school, right?
Yes.
So you got to get used to this high school thing soon. And where's that?
It's about 20 miles outside of Springfield.
Oh, outside Springfield. Okay. I was expecting you to say Chicago because we have so many students from the Chicago area. You've probably been playing piano since you were about as high as your own knee, or not quite?
About that, yeah.
Yeah, meaning a long time.
Yeah.
Do you play any other instruments as well, or this is it?
I play percussion for school, and I have been doing that for 4 years, and I'm learning trombone right now.
Trombone as well. But piano your favorite?
Yes.
Are you the best at it?
Yes, that'd probably be my best instrument.
And but beginning to come along on the others?
Somewhat.
And is the percussion mostly so you have a chance to play in band?
Well, piano, I do have plenty of chances to play on. I just prefer to do percussion because, well, it just seems like, it seems just to like it better.
Do you have any sort of ensemble opportunities this week on the piano, or is it all solo piano stuff?
This week it'd pretty much be all solos.
And never two pianos together, or two people at one piano, just individual stuff?
Just individual
and
stuff.
And who do you work with?
I work with Miss Jane Cobb in Springfield.
I meant here at the ISYM.
Oh, here at ISYM, I work with Miss Lindowski.
Okay. And are there various piano instructors during this week?
Yeah, there are, let's see, four main piano instructors and one jazz instructor.
Do you do any jazz?
I do lots of jazz, and I do play one boogie piece at camp, but no actual jazz.
No actual jazz. I would think that would be a special talent to be able to do classical and jazz, and would be a great deal of fun. The You picked a piece, if the notes I was given are correct, by a fellow that I haven't heard of, William Gillock?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about him at all?
Well, he spent a lot of time of his life in New Orleans. Then he moved from New Orleans to Dallas, and New Orleans inspired a lot of his music.
Wow. So I inadvertently picked a good introduction, since Gottschalk was a New Orleans composer as well.
Yep.
I interrupted you, sorry. What were you going to add?
He also composed music along with teaching piano, but he died 20 years ago, so not anymore.
So he's a recent guy then.
Yeah.
And Bourbon Street Saturday Night. How would you characterize this piece?
It's somewhat along the borderlines of both jazz and ragtime. It's really upbeat and fast.
So maybe a novelty piece they might call this?
Something like that, yeah.
And it's going to be played by T.J. Ozenkowski.
Yes.
Live in our studio on Live and Local. That's a quickie.
Yeah,
really quick.
Just out of curiosity, have you ever played at the World All-Time Piano Playing Competition in Peoria?
No, I have not.
Did you know about it?
I actually have not heard of it.
Oh, you haven't? You might want to look into it. That's the sort of thing that gets played a lot there. I don't know if it would technically qualify as old-time, because I think they have these rules about it has to have been written before such and such a year.
I believe, yes.
Is this ringing a bell now?
Now it's ringing a bell, yeah. I looked into it and didn't have time to make it this year, but I'm thinking about next year.
Yeah, give it a go. Sound good. T.J. Ozenkowski, The Bourbon Street Saturday Night by William Gillock. You'll be playing on tomorrow's recital, I assume?
Yes.
Piano Camp performers will be in the recital hall at Smith Memorial Hall tomorrow morning at 11:30. It is a free program, as they all are, and that'll be happening at the same time as the trumpet camp, so people will have to choose one or the other, or run across campus and hear parts of both of them if you like. Thanks very much for coming in. Sounds great. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring the new exhibit, The James Bond Theme, Music to Live, Die, and Love Another Day. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. Stay tuned next for a performance by a quartet of bassoons from ISYM. It's a Polonaise by Julius Weisenborn, played by the Gürzenich Bassoon Quintet, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, by way of introduction of a bassoon quartet from the Illinois Summer Youth Music, or ISYM, camp. Bassoon, part of the double reed camp that's going on this week. I understand there's a whole bunch of double reed players floating around the U of I campus. We have with us right now Courtney Clear, Paige Schwebel, Sarah Gibbs, and Chris Cowdery going to play some music for us. How many did I hear are on this campus right now, bassoons?
Bassoons, 13.
13, and oboes?
23.
23 oboes. You're grossly outnumbered.
Just always happens.
Yeah, but you can make a louder sound than they can, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know we don't have a lot of time, and I want to be sure that you're able to play your piece, which is Tango por una cabeza, something about your head.
Yeah.
Isn't that tango for your head?
Yep. Yep.
That's literally what it means?
Yes, yep, it does.
By Carlos Gardel, here on Live and Local. Have at it. Have fun. Nicely done. It sounds like a fun piece to have prepared.
Yeah, very fun.
You said, one of you said before we actually started playing it, that this is this part of a set of tangos, or you have a bunch of tangos in a book, or what?
Well, we, just throughout the quartets that we had different options for tangos, but this was the one we liked the best.
We actually had another one that we were looking at. Yeah.
And one of the other quartets is actually playing another tango.
I think tangos sound good by almost anybody, but for some reason, tango's by bassoons.
You wouldn't expect it, but hey, here
well,
we are.
I love that recording that I played of, and I love the sound of bassoon ensembles. I mean, it seems not the most common thing in the world, but it's a wonderful sound. If I were going to pick up another instrument right now, it would be either cello or the bassoon.
Which are similar.
Yeah, you read the same music, so hey.
Yeah, we borrow music from cellos all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And I played horn before, which is kind of similar range. So there must be something going on there. We had the Los Bandidos. That's redundant. The Los Bandidos. We'll just go. Los Bandidos Bassoon Quartet. From ISYM, Courtney Clear, Paige Schwabel, Sarah Gibbs, and Chris Cowdery. They're going to be playing this tune tomorrow?
Yes.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Tonight. Oh, what's happening tonight?
We're having a recital for all the kids at the camp, so they might not be able to go to the concert tomorrow since they have their own.
Sure.
But then they can hear some of the stuff going on.
Okay, the public concert is tomorrow, the Double Reed Camp at the Music Building Auditorium at noon. Everything's happening on the U of I campus. The flute camp starts at 10 in the morning, other things going on at 10. 3:30 in the afternoon is the last one with the trombone camp. You can go onto the School of Music site and get the full schedule. It's music.illinois.edu, and ISYM is right on that page. Sounds great. Thanks for coming in, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Our broadcast today is made possible with support from Owen's Funeral Home, located at the corner of Elm and University in the historic Trivet Mansion across from Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Owen's Funeral Home, owned and operated by the Owens family since 1925, invites you to join them in supporting public radio. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly. This has been Live and Local. I'll be back with another show for you on Monday from 4 to 5. Have a great weekend.